Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 21st, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Chanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the political crisis in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 Metamoa frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can get us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the political crisis in Zimbabwe.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa is said to be on his way home after cutting short his European tour in order to address protests in the Southern African nation. Some Zimbabweans, including Japhet Moyo of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, have been arrested in connection with the protests last week over the high cost of living.
Indications are that some people have gone into hiding as armed state security agents allegedly continue beating up people at their homes while looking for looted goods. The United Nations and other organizations have condemned the crackdown on protesters in Zimbabwe, saying the government should exercise restraint.
At the same time, a High Court judge has ruled that the state security minister had no right to order internet providers to shut down the internet last week. Police say only three people died in the protests, while non-governmental organizations claim that at least 12 Zimbabweans were killed and up to 600 arrested by the police.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona.
Let's talk. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Yebo mahlabezulu siyahlangana namhla ke ngomvulo lapho sikhuluma khona ngokwenzakala elizweni leZimbabwe. Sizokuthwa ke uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa sesukile lapha kade khona eKazakhstan lapha kume khona uhambo lwakhe lwezwekazi leAfrika leEurope sebuyela ke ekhaya kulandela ke ukuthi kunangale ke eZimbabwe mwani sokuzalele ingwe. Sekwazi ukuthi nxa sesikhangela okwenzakalayo abantu kuthiwa bayakhahlanyezwa kakhulu ngamasotsha nangamapholisa. Kubikwa ukuthi-ke kulabantu abathathu abafileyo nxa kukhulunywa ngamapholisa, kodwa-ke abazimele bodwa bathi kulabantu abalitshumi lambili asebefile. Kuye kubuze ngokuthi kuphinde futhi ukuthi abayi-600 babotshiwe. Ye, nxa sikhangela futhi njalo kulabantu sibili abangani bachothoza okwenzakalayo kwele Zimbabwe, lokhu kugoqela-ke i-United Nations, kuzobuya ke uhulumende weMelika, kuzobuya njalo lohulumende weBrithani. Kube sokubuya ke le nhlanganiso eziningi kakhulu ezinto okwenzakala eZimbabwe akuvunyelwa. Namhlanje sikhuluma nje khona manje umthethondaba we-High Court uthe khonoku kuvimba ubulembu obe-internet lobokuxhumana lokwabo-Facebook labo-Twitter, i-social media xa singakutshaya ngesilungu uthe ujaji uthe akukho emthethweni. So ngakho kumele kuvule khona manje namhlanje. Sikhuluma nje bese sibona isibili abantu sebephosiphosela akade bekuphosela kuWhatsApp kuzobuya ke endaweni ezithiyeneyo. So ke khonapha ke nxalile khona lifuna usithumezela khona lisithumezele sibili lathi sizathaba kakhulu. Lingakhohlwa phela iWhatsApp number yethu 0120246530318. Ye kunjalo kwanti.
Duwe. Zvinhu zvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka munyika zviri kuramba zvichingoita pidigori zvichidini zvichidini. Saka nhasi toda kuti titarise zvekare kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei, kuti mauto ari kufambisa zvinhu sei, uye zvekuti vanhu vari kufungei nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Ndo nyaya toda kuti tikurukure nhasi. Mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vanonzi vari munzira kudzokera kuZimbabwe kuti vanogadzirisa zvinhu izvo zvinenge zvakaita manya mamire nerongo, asi tiri kunzwazve zvakare kuti vanhu vari kusungwa vazhinji vakavanda kuti vasabatwa namapurisa kana namauto zvisanganisa munyori mukuru weZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions vaJafet Moyo ava vananzi vakasungirwa paairport vachibva mhiri kwamakungwa kwavakanga vashanya. Iko zvino tinonzwa kuti ma security agents vari kuramba vachirova vanhu vachitora vanhu muzimba vachivarova zvino zvakonzera kuti sangano reUnited Nations ritaure kuti zviri kuitika izvi hazvina kunaka uyezve richikurudzira hurumende yeZimbabwe kuti deni yare kakuramba ichiita zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo. Mapurisa vanoti kunongova nevanhu vatatu chete vakafa mukuratidzira kwakaitika zvodhirapera, asi masangano akazvimiririra vanoti kune vanhu vanosvika gumi nevaviri vakafa uyezve vanhu vanosvika mazana matanhatu 600 evanhu vanonzi vakasungwa nemapurisa. Ndiyo nyaya yatiri kuda kutarisa zviri kuramba zvichiitika muZimbabwe kuti tipananewo mashoko tiudzane zviri kuitika uyezve kuda kuti pamwe tingauya nenzira yokuti zvinhu zvacho zviitire vanhu nyore. Kana muchida kuti mupinde muchirongwa ichi kana mune zvimwe zvamuda kutaurawo motifonera pa 001 kana kutitumira meseji pa 001 202 619 2077 isu tichakufonerai kuti mugotaura zvamunenge muchida kutaura.
Yeah, so when President Emmerson Mnangagwa announced that he was leaving Europe for Zimbabwe, he actually sent out a tweet, and it read that this tweet was sent yesterday. I quote, "In light of the economic situation, I'll be returning home after a highly productive week of bilateral trade and investment meetings. We will be aptly represented in Davos by Minister of Finance Mthuli Ncube. The first priority is to get Zimbabwe calm, stable, and working again." So he sent this tweet yesterday, and after sending the tweet, then we saw that we understand he's actually left Kazakhstan and is on his way to Zimbabwe. So okay, Zulukanda basi yezukuti uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usesukile ngokuzwa kwethu eKazakhstan selubhekise ekhaya. So kona ngale eDavos kade kumele angene umhlangano weWorld Economic Forum lapho kuhlanganwa khona phela inkokheli yomhlaba yakukhluzwa khona ezomnotho. At the same time, we saw that in the Sunday news, George Charamba, the presidential spokesperson, was actually quoted as saying, I quote, "The government will not stand by while such narrow interests play out so violently. The response so far is just a foretaste of things to come." So this is exactly a quote from the Sunday Mail. So now then, Charamba also indicated in a press conference that all this that is happening was mainly exacerbated by some so-called rogue elements. And in one of the quotes, she says, before the quote, you know, she says people stole uniforms, army uniforms, and used those for other purposes. So then in the quote, she says, "Some of these uniforms worn by criminals were seized by rogue elements during the recent riots in Epworth and Chekutu. A case in point is the recent arrest of 5 armed robbers in Epworth, Harare on 14 January 2019, who were using police and military regalia to commit armed robberies after hiring vehicles from car rental companies," end quote. So this is exactly what she said. We tried to get hold of her to actually clarify some of these issues, but we couldn't. So, Baba Wande, maybe you can read some of the comments that people are sending out.
It's very interesting that they should say that some people stole some uniforms and vehicles and weapons and things.
But we can't dispute that.
We cannot dispute that. It's just interesting that you know, they should be admitting to such a thing. You know, it would have been a very normal thing
to do and say someone broke into the armory and stole some guns or, you know, vehicles or uniforms and things like mm-hmm. that. But to wait until a situation like this arises, this sounds very, very familiar. If you remember the August 1 killings, mm-hmm. that this thing came up as well, that some people who were wearing uniforms but not belonging to the military.
And maybe they're taking this from what happened in Marondera, where the reports that people overran a police station and seized some tear gas canisters and seized some uniforms and all those kind of things. I'm not saying that I'm supporting that.
No, it's very understandable.
Yes, and I'm not saying that I'm speaking on behalf of the police. No, what I'm saying is some of these issues that they may be talking about are, you know, related to this and that. What are people saying?
What I find interesting is
on Facebook, what people say.
The avoidance of dealing with the situation, the matter at hand, and to try to bring in other issues. We already have a lot of people. Some are not sending comments yet. They are just saying that they are watching. Samantha Chaukura in Cape Town. Mm-hmm. Also, Sarah Mazengera also is watching from South Africa. And Mildred Kasirori from Kappa. I'm not sure where that is. And this Ishmael Ndebele also. We are sending, a message to say he's watching. And, Angus Charuma says, and he's giving us his phone number. We are going to try to get him so that we can share his opinions. Innocent Matsina is criticizing Mrs. Charamba, saying that she's lying. Emmanuel Nyakonda, no inquiry this time. I don't know. He suspects that there is already talk about establishing an inquiry before the other one has even been really. Yes, yeah. Anyway,
I guess we've got a caller.
We'll get back to the messages. Yes. There are quite a few.
And interesting. So yes. We've got a caller on the line. Let's hear who that caller is. Maybe someone of it.
Yeah. Makadini Par.
Yeah, Gunjan of it.
Yeah,
I see a pillar of Kulum Kulmaluan.
Kulmal is a participant.
Yeah, Dawin, I want you to go to Wananjan.
Seri katana la bantu ana wangu tukudu wakona kuzima wakona kuzima wakona nini loma kusiyua kuma voti kaskuwa kutu sivote wakutuka suwe kangeni loma kuje sabeskala kutu sabeskala kuma sabeskile gini ndio sana kusikuna from kuma voti kuzo kufika maje la pesa sabeskile lakona so mangiti ya kangeni kutu ukuze kulunga kutu wakanzima wakona nje nye nja agiti yonke haiki nja ekona la panelizwe abadala laba bekhona makuthiwa kuyalungisilize khona ekuvoteni abakwazi ukuthi bavotele utshintsho kuba nzima ukuthi baze baqondisise ukuthi kwenzakalani yini e-right abangayenza thina intsha sabe sigcwele iganga lonke leli singenakweyo yokuthi singavota sithini so noma kusenzakala into ezisiso manje sijika thina sisola nethina sivotwa singanjani singakwazi ukuthi esingakwenza yikuthi yikho ngisithi mina ukuthi kube nokubamba leli zweni yikho ukuthi kube lotshintsho kodwa uma kusase so nabantu abangaphandle bakwazi khona ukuthi bavote balungise from ekuqaleni kuzaba nzima vele ukuthi utshintsho luzelibe khona ukuze kulungilizwe and masithi siyakhangela manje kusiya phambili ngodamo olukhona nje elizweni langendlela igovernment ebamba khona izinto angiboni ukuthi kuzaba lotshintsho
eduzane.
Yes,
Ikakhulu ku generation yethu le esilayo manje ukulunga kwakhona kunzima angiboni ukuthi sizafa thina salubona utshintsho sizafa sayi-enjoya i-independence le abathi khona from 1980 angeke zisike layo ngoba sigcwele iganga kunzima ukuthi uthole ukuthi umntwana ona-25 years uhlala 1,000 kilometers away from ifamily yakhe umntwana ona-25 years uhlala 1,000 away from unkosikazi wakhe saba ukuthi vele into zakhona ziba nzima laba basekhaya ukuthi beze behlala ekhala ngokulunge bengathi bazama ukuthi bakhuluma kuba le nto zifana nodlamelo lolu lwamapholisa lamakhotha kodwa masisiyakhayela bona abantu abathi bayalungisa udlamelo luba khona abasuki belungisela umuntu oyedwa ngisho lawo amapholisa namasisana la ahlumeza abantu basuka balungisela nabo ngoba nabo basekunzimele okufanaladi
yabo siyabonga kakhulu ke mdaweni phosa lokugcina khonapho ngamafishali bao
mina into engingayitho nje ukuthi into besicela ukuthi sihambaneni njengentsha elizweni lasezimbabwe sikwazi ukuthi kungabi lo dlame ma i-government ina ingasikhangela ukuthi kungabi lo dlame zonke into zilungiswe kwela dlame kwazi ukuthi kungaba kuhle kakhulu kungakwazi ukuthi kubanjwane ngaleyo ndlela sizameni ukuthi silungise ngendlela enokulunga njalo ma kuywa intweni ezifana nabovothi sicalekele sikhulumele ukuthi lapho abantu abangaphandle kwelizwe sike sizame ukuthi bazalele indlela yokuthi singavota njani mhlawumbe ni lapho kungaba khona ukuba lotshintsho elizweni ngaleyo ndlela
saba ngikhulu ke mdaweni ungathinela kusasa ba Yes, I'm from Tawin Lapoge. That is Mr. Spanda. He's saying that, you know, he's very sad about what is going on at home.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants the right to vote. Because he says, as long as we have people back home who don't want maybe to vote for an alternative, then that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, let's have a different government and maybe things may change.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we've got a caller.
Mm-hmm.
So take a caller.
Yes.
Yeah.
Muripo Erepar Nare.
Tripo.
Tukutawala nani uye murikopi?
Murikutawala na Jenny Panda, aruku kutana Havuroni.
Makadi nenyo amai?
Tripo makadi.
Tiba tirewo ne za munu funga nenyaya ya tina ya nasi?
Nyaya ya nasi.
Mabanda, unjani mamu ya kulumisi ndevedi?
Ngikuzwile
sibili sungana uyakhiliza sibili. So akuthi ukuthi wena ubona njani ozakale Zimbabwe?
Akwenzakale Zimbabwe akukho kuhle ngithi umthela kancane. Ngoba nxathe santi besivalela i-network. Asibathi sakhuluma njani lesihlo ukuthi ndeni ziyaphila ngendeni ba abaphilanga sineke sibe kwazi.
Yes, sizokuthiwa ke i-high court ite ukona kokwenziwe nguhulumente akukwemthethweni ukuthi atshele ama-service providers ukuthi bavale i-intanethi so uthe kuvulwe ke i-intanethi kuvulwe labo-social media kuyakuthabisa yini khonokho
kuyandithabisa kakhulu ngoti sizakwanisa ukubambana leli hlobo labangane konke
Nxa sisikhangela sibili sijula siya phakathi siya phezulu ngodaba lolu wena ubona ngazane kwini ongenza ukuthi kulungise konke okuhlupha eZimbabwe
indaba le ukuthi silungise vele aso kufuna khona phezulu bona balungisise bona bodwa phezulu ngale ngothi hhayi thina vele siphansi ngabona into esingayilungisisa
so kodwa-ke ngokuya kwesikhathi ubona ngazani kuzalunga yini ngoba abantu kanye ngazani sibili bathunuka izilonda abanye lapha abatshaywe kwakwenzakala la kudala lokhani sakukhumbula so-ke khonokho kuthunuka abantu izilonda so wena ubona ngazani xa kuyiwa phambili kumele kwenziweni
lokho ukuthi abantu balimele bathunga izilonda sakubona sibili kodwa ngokuya ngokuthi i-government ethu sibisawondayo akulanto ezenzakala ebantwini abanye bethu abalimeleyo bebazaphunga ubavukela kuphelele indawo zangikhona ziphunga kuphelele emoyeni njengenjayelo
ye siyabonga kakhulu ke mama phosela ukugcina sibili valelisa abantu khonapho
hayi ngiyathanda ukuvalelisa abalaleli ndikhumalo ujenet banda usebutwana kwele havuron yabona
sibonga kakhulu ke janet banda ungathinela kusasa so that is janet banda she's crying out loud really about the internet shutdown and she says you know if the government has decided if the high court has made that kind of ruling it's good news that there are some other people who can always say something that is different from what the government does.
Mm.
So she's happy, but she was saying, you know, they were not able to connect with their relatives back home because of the shutdown.
Yeah, that was a very...
So I guess we've got a caller. Let's take another caller.
Yes. Muripo eripar nare?
Diripo, diripo mkoma, kadiripo mkoma.
Diri nari chaizo, murikupiko?
Dirimu entri mjohani zbekumo.
Ya, tirikuta ora nani?
Na alafu modondo.
Makadiko madondo.
Wanu wana kumira mira kuti wanu wanyaze kutambira mari zakanaka pati iwarito ushika waito uraya wanu wachiruwa wanu zakai pasterek izo zinuto wachiru mazugu hasu nakuto mira zakanaka ese so wama soja hakango zara hapa kweze kweze hasu mwizika kuti ziru famba seja zijesu ziru zuno kwaza mani ziru kiti kwa kusimapu izi
chicha kwa
kana hili nyayani ruku wawaya tisa kwa pa hili kuta soku buda weyo iye kuti ameno kuti kutandenge na maisa kuti zakamira sezvano ndingova zvingotagwa tagwa izvi kuti kwanzi vachamisa chaita prime minister hatiri zvakadaro isusu hatindori takawina maelections zvakanaka naka hatiri takakwira bhazi kubhadhara bhazi kuno votera vachamisa takunzi kwanzi toita zvokubatanidzwa nezanu pf zvaita sei zanu pf ichingouraya vanhu kubva kudhara makore ose toa 37 years kubva 1981 tichingotongwa nezanu pf nanhasi tichingotongwa nepasi pezanu pf tiri kutaitwa zvakazvakazvisa zvakurura makara zvamutose right now maindia ringoti chivenzisa in and out home and away tichikuva kusouth africa tichiko tanyaka nyika dzamwe dzichingobudirira kwedu nyika dzichingofa isi tichikuva kuno south africa kunoko kusana yapera namarori so far right now izvozvo tikurova ma 3-4 lodzi debel jobek debel jobek tiakakubudirisawo nyika yedu tichikourayiwa namaindia kunoko hatina kana option toenda kupuka todizira tiyakwa tiyatizira izvozvo tiri kunzi kwanzi tatava kubhadhara matax kana munhu ari kusouth africa kana uri kupi choaida wanyika nyika yakanaka weiyoyo ingafadzara tax yekuti naenda kutsvaka basa kwausadzi kwenyika shuwa zvikaita zvinhu avedu wee vedu wee zvinhuwe zvinhu ngavaone vatirwire kuti tisi vanhu ava vedu wee ngavatirwire tisi vanhu ava tatambura isusu tiri kutambudzwa namaindia musouth africa munomu
matarachiti
mhaisa nemarunodi tisingaiti zvinhu zvikaiti maindia achiti kodza nevalodzi panapa
mataura nyaya mataura vadondo 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 mataura nyaya yekwachirumanzu chii chaitika kwachirumanzu chii chakaitika kwachirumanzu
vanhu vane vanhu varikunzi kwanzi kwakafa vanhu vatatu but vanhu kune kuti vane umwe vanhoto dzavo vakatofawo kumaraini kwedu vanga variko kubhuruwayoko kuchiwa zvakafa vanhu vatatu masoja ari kwakangozara zara mumakomo kuti ari kuita chii hauzivi ari kuitachii pamagrosa pose kungosvika pona nafiopio pose anongova masoja hatizvizivi zvose zviya zviya isusu kuti ari kana vachita zvehoni zvanyaya zvozogofamba sei zvinhu ngazvitaurirwa ni zvakanaka zvoitwa zvakanaka kana vatadza kutongwa ngavachisiyawo vanogona vazviitewo tikwanisawo kudzoka kumbawo tigarewo na takudawo musha iduwo isusu takaa tikavhota vakuti zvikudzinyira vatakavhota vachona izvozvo zvokubatsira chi hazvibatsirika izvozvo nai vakomana hakuzi rugare uku basa riri kugwadza mudhara basa riri kugwadza namarori iri debenjobek nerori sowambana zvozogwadza vedu wei haiwa maindia ari kutandisa andotorera advantage kuti kana usingadi robas and then thewa no work no pay kana ukarova one day mari yatokatiwa pachina chao chawana
vadondo tinotenda zvikuru namashoko enyu ndinoshuwa kuti vazhinji vateerera vanhuwa zvamataura ndinoimba kuti zvepane vamwe vane maexperience akaita senyu tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu
Yeah.
Mr. Donde here is quite agitated. He says that the army of all people should teach people to get along instead of them being in the forefront of increasing violence in the country.
Mm-hmm.
He does not want to hear anything about a government of national unity, because the elections were very, very clear
mm-hmm.
as to who the people voted for. Mm-hmm. So they don't expect that they can be unified by ZANU-PF. But he's encouraging, you know, mm-hmm. especially the army, to be able to sit down and talk to the people for, you know, that they are saving, rather than to use this kind of tactics.
We've got so many people that are following us, and if you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the political crisis in Zimbabwe. Before I read the messages, I guess we've got a caller. Take the caller.
Makadini, you pardon, are you?
Yes, I'm feeling for it. Unjani.
I'm corner in the Zambakanjan.
I'm Bichan Funkulman is over.
I'm Norman Aslang and shown in the very slow with chair was in Yanja, but as long as the wood bag is.
Yeah, Kalsam only Molfuna.
Actually, as a matter of fact, I'm going to say thank you very much for giving me such an opportunity. My name is Vuka Vukam. I just want to give you thank you for allowing me to speak on the program.
Mm.
Point number one, me and you, we can appreciate and accept the fact that the situation on the ground back home mm-hmm. is deteriorating every single day. And I think the show itself should, we should start having conversation on how can we help people on the ground, number one. And number two, how can we avoid, because we know the soldiers
mm-hmm.
are killing people, they're abducting people, there is no need for them to be on the street. So we have got reports that are coming, saying people are, even women are being raped as well. You know, I spoke to a woman who was actually raped. You know, so I know mm-hmm. So we, if we've got an opportunity to try and help people on the ground, either to run away from the situation, or it is, I don't know what your take, it's reached a point whereby it's either we run or we fight. One thing, we cannot fight because we don't have the weapons, as soon as we don't have the weapons, just like the soldiers. So the only option we have is to run. Most of the people, they have run into the mountains, and now, like the caller who have just come out said, they are even in the mountains. So where are the people going to run to? So we are in the horns of the dilemma, and the best thing we can do
mm.
is maybe to seek for international community to intervene. You know, people can have to start screaming, the guys who are outside the country, because we are a little bit safer. I know you guys don't want to get involved in politics,
mm-hmm.
but you have got people on the ground. You've got, and I think it is now the right time for each and every one of us to help out, to be on the duty of assisting the guys who are on the ground. The things that are happening on the ground right now, I don't want to talk about it because we all know what's going on that ground. So my appeal to the nation is may we come up with dialogues, may we come up with I've seen petitions going around, people signing petition, even the petition
mm-hmm.
that called Emmerson Mnangagwa not to go to Davos, it was generated by the public. So there you go. Abant by Ashangana and Rusangana and Laba Debelum Shona, Umshoba Amankaza, Amafana Batodas, you know. So
mm-hmm.
Zimbabwe is united at the moment, and I applaud Zimbabwe people for the resilience and the resistance they've shown so far. And Zimbabwe will never be again. And lastly to say is, at the moment, there is factionalism between ZANU-PF. And also there is obviously the general public, which is obviously worried about the deteriorating of economy, the rise of fuel. And the civilians are caught now in between ZANU-PF fights. They are suffering.
So what is the solution? What is the solution to all this? Is running away a solution?
Look, this is what I said. We have got to be honest with you, we've got two options. There's solutions for people on the ground, and there's solutions for people outside the ground. On the outside the ground, me and you, it is our responsibility to start petitioning. Like I said, we've got petitions. We can ask for international community help. there is, if you look at a story for the, I'll give you a homework, it's called the Solomon Islands. The Solomon Islands, they had exactly the same situation we find ourselves in right now. And I'm actually giving you, says, I don't know you, I've never spoken to you, but I'm giving you a task. I think this, and I feel very embarrassed to give you a task. Solomon Islands, how did they acquire their freedom as citizens? I think this is the route we need to take as Zimbabweans. But what is urgent? Let's talk about what is urgent. What is really, really urgent right now on the ground? People are being picked up. If you know you are an MDC supporter, if you know that you have had, you have rubbed feathers with the government before, I think this is the time you actually run for the mountains, for the closest country. Can I go to Buddha? Can I also ask for your friends or for your relatives who are outside? Go to Zambia. Go to Mozambique. Go to South Africa. Baleka. This message, what I'm telling you right now, will save one or two people.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. We really appreciate that you joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. So thank you so much, and have a good night. Yeah, thank you so much. You heard what the caller was saying. Mm. So now I think we've got another caller. Let's take this caller.
Muripo ere paru nare?
Omu ndiripo.
Tukuta ora nani?
Na Jafu na Shumba.
Na Shumba. Wa Shumba, murikupi. Tipeo fukwa zenyu?
Niriku South Africa, niriku batikana shikuru mesele kuitika. Asi, imini maikonzeni ndiye kuti. Why Britain and America is just keeping quiet on our situation and our chief fighter is also. But it's DRC, what my election is going to is just going immediately. Mafungira angu sababu mazira tachingweta utuwanu wari kupandukira na pandukira na. Nitangani kifunga uti mkoma na unu ntinambuzo uyu. Naya angu taura shoku wadi kuti ni maelekshen ndakari hiwa. Ouzi amkazi anu ntishikumba uti budisa shoku wadi.
Ndoza amnu ufunga uti singa bazira.
Ndoza mafungira angu. Kupa au tafuti ya sisichingu ya ukutunga ya kuti. Iwe. I'm worried with you. Who is the president? When I'm not a band, you just have a band in Machamarasha.
Vano Kakusika.
I don't know the case. That's true. I think the Motoka.
Tinoseka, Quete, Kuti, Trukuseka, Surquitika, Munika, Trukuseka, Matauriro, Amurquita, and Dua Rukuti Setapano. Don't know the moons you see Sekuseka, but Rukit.
Kanaimi and Isiku, Sikhi Makai, Samukita, Sagashata, Kiku, Yanase, Maunirangu, Shua, Cherode, Kitima Chamarasha, and this is what I want to do. I got to work for Mari.
Aiwa, ngati tarisirei zvichaitika mumaawa akati o ari kuuya zvatanzwa kuti vagurisira rwendo rwavo pakati kuti vadzoke kumba.
Asi shoko rangu rokupedzisira. Mwari hazi wemunhu wani. Mwari anofanira kubatsira Zimbabwe. This is the time. Nokuti Mwari akataura achiti kana vanhu vangu vadani zvarangu. Wakazini mipisa wakasia shakai pasavo. Nichapo zanyika ya uye nchavare gerera. So we are demanding him. Kutisha hakata ura magwaro matenega zaitike.
Aywa. Tinotenda shukuru na mashuku enyu wa Shumba. Tinotenda chaizo.
Murambe mchindi bata uwa komanda.
Aywa. Tichaeza chaizo. Tichaeza.
Yeah. Nini mwono zibraini uda kutawa.
Ya. Yeah, ngawa uye wangwe tamchidimbo.
Hello, kwazwa magadi.
Tiripe edu mkoma Brian. Ti taurireo zvamunofunga.
ini maonera mune mafungiro tashungurudzika zvikuru nenyaya iri kuitika iyi nhauye masoja mapurisa ekupfurwa kwevanhu kukuwara nekusungwa zvakuratidza kuti kunge vanhu vari munyika isiri yavo kunge vatorwa ivo vanhu vari munyika yavo masoja ndeyehondo kwaoma mapurisa ndeyekuchengetedza runyararo zvino kana taakichirwe masoja manje zvinhu zvacho zvarema
zvarema aiwa
zvarema zvogwadza shuwo
aiwa
tarisire yedu nemunyengetero ngowokuti zvinhu zviite zvakanaka ka tigonodzoka tisimudzire nyika yedu idzoke payanga iyi
chokwadi aiwa
nodutaro daizvo ndakawaka imba handina kukwanisa kupedza ndakaenda nemari yandakaenda nayo ichibva kuno South Africa kuenda ikoko kusvika kuti tinge haitangi ichisimende yacho
hai
so zviri kurwadza
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma the Brighton namashoko enyu tinoimba mazvita chaizvo tinoimba muchakwanisa henyu kupedza imba yenyu mazvita chaizvo Mr. Shumba here is saying that the United Kingdom and the United States should intervene to bring a little order like they do in other countries. He is worried that most of the time when Zimbabwe is in difficulty, these two countries seem to stand back instead of getting really involved. Mm-hmm. And he's given the example of the DRC where all this interest is being shown after the elections. And he's saying that they should have done the same thing when Zimbabwe held its elections. Mm-hmm. And he's worried about the slow travel of the president that he seems to be using an old Bombera kind of transport to get back home, but he's saying that he should get back home right now and take care of this
situation.
Mess. Yeah. So those are the views that we got from Mr. Shumba and Brighton.
Yes, so there are some people like I indicated on Facebook. Maxwell Munyanya says, can you phone me guys right now? And then Sola Welensky or Wesley says, go to Shua Internet. So he's saying, why did the government shut down the internet? So that's a big question mark.
That's a question mark.
And then we've got Ozias Nzua who says, call me, please, guys. Leticia Tarubinga says, I can feel this last caller. It's painful, Zeshua, but don't.
Yes.
And then, so and Maxwell still says, can you call me now? Then Tandani Mkondisi Ngobe, ubhalile lapho ukuthi ukuchayana lokubulalana lokuvala internet osokulungiswa akusokulungisa ilizwe kumele kwenziwe ngendlela engcono so uyakhuluma khona I guess we've got another caller maybe
makadini ko parnare
ndiripo makadini muri kutaura na manhanda ku South Africa makadini mese nevari ku Zimbabwe nenewe vari kunze kwenyika
tiri nani chaizvo munoda kushandisa rurimi rupi
ndinokwanisa kushandisa ndimi nhatu
naika taura sarudzai yamunoda mutipo pfungwa dzenyu
I've been listening very carefully since the opening of the program. People were talking about the pain they are going through, and people were talking of so many things that the government did against the people. But I think I've got, I just want to talk about the way forward, which I believe possible it might restore order in the country. Ngicabanga ukuthi sikhulume into ekwenza ukuthi siya phambili singayenza njani ukuthi sibe abantu basekhaya sibambane sibone ukuthi ilizwe lingaphumelela kanjani ngenxa yokubona ukuthi kuchitiko chakaitika panguva yakadarika zveshuwa pane zvakawandawo zvakakanganisika vanhu vane kodzero yekunotaridzira zvinenge zvavanenge vachinyonyocha mutemo unovabvumira chisingabvumidzwi nemutemo kuita violence nokuti muviolence munobuda zvakawanda munogona kuzobuda madzi akafanana nokuti papa vane urongwa hwekuda kukudubura hurumende remember panoitika zvinhu zvakadaro mune vamwewo vanotora machances ekuda kuedza kuita zvisina chimiro chakanaka munyika So I've been thinking that as soon as the president come back home, it is my thinking, I'm too far away from the circles of ZANU-PF. Regardless that I'm a ZANU-PF supporter. I left ZANU-PF, the country 2000, and besides left the country around 2000, I never associated with any other political party other than ZANU-PF, where I grew up, which I joined in the early 76. Now, my point that I want to say is, I think there are many organizations need to be involved when the president comes back, so that the people will be aware that the country does not have money. What is it that the government want to do for it to make their own people to survive? I think the civil society need to be invited, the leaders of the churches, all political parties. In fact, if delegates can come as far as to 4,500 of all the leaders, that has to do with the passion of the country. Those people must sit down and come up with a solution. But for those who are saying ZANU-PF must go, I extremely disagree. They can only go after the election if ZANU-PF has also admitted that, yes, we have lost the election. But if the Electoral Commission has declared them as the winner, and then we need to be united. Baba Wande, ndoda kukubvunza mubvunzo unoti. Kumusha kwenyu kwamunobvaini, kana makuenda kunoroora, mukazonoti makunoroora kuya kukasvika mumwe munhu achitaura masoko anotizo, kwamurida kuroorera uku, hakuna chimiro chakanaka. Mumusha umu mune ngozi. Muchaenda here kuda kunoroora ikoko?
Pakaoma ipapo.
Pakaoma. Ndozvimwe chete zvaitika mukati menyika medu. Comrade Mnangagwa can go as far to any country wherever he can think of getting any assistance. As long as munyika tichine vamwe vanoti, hai, musabudisa, hakuna mari inouya munyika. Recently, if not by mistake, 3 to 4 months ago, China has promised to give some billions. Up to now, that money is still locked inside their reserves. Meanwhile, bone kuti rina abantu vacho Zimbabwe siyakabanga nakakuru siyazondana. We are not even united. If we are united, we will win. We will come out of this mess. Recently, also, you guys of VOA, you have been going throughout the whole country. Jeremiah, if I'm not mistaken. Vachikurukura nezvenhau yokuti makampani amunawo munzvimbo dzenyu aya, kubvapa akatanga kuita, akambokuitirai chii? Maibvunza zvinhu zvakafanana naizvozvo, muchiti makaitirwa zvakafanana nei? Zvese izvozvo zvakanamatidzwa pana vamunangagwa. Asi munokanganwa kuti vamugabe ndo vakanga varipo. Makadii kubvunza muchiti vamugabe zvavakanga vachimbotonga panguva yavakanga varipo? Shabhani mani yakaitira chii vanhu vokwamazviwa? Ko Bhindura yakaitira chii vanhu vokuBhindura? Zvichingodaro. But today, zvinoita sokuti vamunangagwa ndivo vakaita kuti zvinhu zvese zvisafamba zvakanaka. Ngatiregerei kudaro. Ini ndinofunga kuti sevana vomuZimbabwe, hongu kurohwa kuri kuitwa vanhu vemauto hakupembedzi. Kuti vanhu vatize misha yavo vachinogara mumasango hakupembedzi. But kana ZANU-PF yapuwa mandate navanhu kuti inotonga, ndinofungidzira zvezvakare kuti ivo president kana vangosvika munyika, ngavashedzi vese vanachamisa ngavagare pasi. This is where the maturity mind is needed to be applied.
Imbodzai, stay on the phone, tinokudzoka kwamuri. Mbomira ipapo, pane vamwe vari pafoni vatoda kuti tinzwe, asi imi rambai muri pafoni, don't go away. Handitika?
Thank you.
All right. Muripo here parunare?
Kulo muntu wesintwini lapha ecingweni. Sizokuthi silobani mfowethu, kunjani icingo lakho napho?
Ngiyaphila mina ibizo lami nguLeonard Ndlovu ngilapha eHavrone eBotswana linjani Dube?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu Ndlovini kunjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila mina.
Ye, phosa lakho Ndlovu.
Hayi elami sivile lami ngikhala labaningi sithi ukwenza lekhaya unganaku akulunganga.
Mhm.
Kodwa ke isikhalazo sami baba sinjengesomuntu okwakhuluma lapha.
Mhm.
Ukuthi siyakhala sitokunjokunjokunjokunjokunje sesidubeke sathini thini senza njani ukuthi silungile.
Mhm.
Yiluhlupho lwami. This guy who is talking about kathe singasikhangela isituation esekhaya. Silabantu abasekhaya basezingozini zokuthi njengoba sizwa ukuthi abanye bayathaywa abanye kunjanjani.
Mhm.
Bengilalele lapha babekhuluma enyuzini. Bekhuluma ngokuthi abanye sebelahla amagrosari ade bewathethe. Konke konkwana kulungako. Kumele sikhangele isayidi lonke.
Mhm.
So mina into engiyibonayo ikuthi abantu nxa sikhuluma asikhangeleni isituation on the ground ukuthi isituation yethu yiphi. As Zimbabweans, what can we do to move forward?
Yeah, so it what can we do?
To swallow their pride and come down to reality.
That's right, Ndlovini.
But among ordinary people, abantu abaphuwa.
Obuya kuhle Ndlovini.
Forget about their political orientations. Ukuthi mina ngwe party le mina ngwe party le lokhu njanjani. Izinto ezazistart isikhathe eside. Dina abanye sebahlala edubeni lobo for since 1980. Mhm. Engxenye abanye kutsha kubo.
Kwenzweni Ndlovu.
Nga ule situation enje.
Kwenzweni Ndlovu.
It's very obvious.
Kwenzweni
Ndlovu. Into emele ukuthi se yenziwe njengoba indodalwane ekhulumile ukuthi kulabantu abasezingozini kathesi ezokurethwa, ezokuchaywa, ezokubulawa and so forth. Kumele ukuthi situation nga isinjalo. Nga kuyikuthi thina we are not in a position to take up those arms and liberate ourselves like ama liberation movement have done. Let's accept that we took ama positive measures ukuthi how do we save our people on the ground.
Ngicela ubambe umlomo Ndlovu. What Mr. Ndlovu is saying, what he's saying there, you know, he's saying people have to liberate themselves. So let me introduce a certain character here, a person who actually advocated for non-violence, and that is Martin Luther King. We know that today in America is the Martin Luther King holiday. So what he wanted was a situation where people will actually advocate for issues without having guns, right? Wanted?
Mm-hmm.
Without having guns, but fight against a certain system. So he says he actually experienced racism at the age of 6 because he couldn't play with a white kid. So he said, you know what? That's when I realized that there was a problem. So who was this Martin Luther King? This man actually embodied the U.S. civil rights movement and was assassinated more than 50 years ago on April 4, 1968. So he was actually a man that was fighting against racism and discrimination. So Martin Luther King was born in Atlanta, Georgia. He was the son of Martin Luther King Sr., a prominent local preacher and civil rights leader. So his mother was Albertina King. So the reason why I'm bringing this in is that today it is his holiday. And maybe Zimbabweans can take a leaf out of him to do something without having these guns and other issues. So, Baba Ndlovu, kono ke athi mbuya lakho ukuthi Martin Luther King wemuzwa esithi hayi phela kumele nxa sisilwa singasebenzisi izikhali. Wena ngizwe sibambe izikhali lapha, ungazani izikhali kuyabe kuchisa amateki phela lapho. So, qedisa ke ingxoxo yakho, Baba Ndlovu.
Ingxoxo yami nansi ngiyokuthi siyazi ukuthi silabadala abanye abake basikhokhela abanjengabo Nelson Mandela, abanjengabo Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo eZimbabwe. Siyabazi sonke they had wisdom yokuthi sometimes they try to negotiate their freedom. But if the other party does not reciprocate, this is why I'm talking about people who can actually put down their ego, their personality. Izinto zabo zonke bakhumbula abantu abahluphekayo abangelalutho. Those are the biggest victims at the moment. Mina I don't want to talk thinking about abantu abasethawuni, abantu abanye abadlale kuhle ukuthi waza avukethe ukuthi yes sifuna ama right ethu. Kulabantu abaku die situation as I'm talking right now. they are in a very, very bad situation. Let's think about those people first. Right, if we don't wish to have any kind of violence, it means that we are not going to assist our systems as our violent. Ngikhuluma so ngakuthatha ngubisele muvu ukuthi right eZimbabwe laphana sibe lama elections ama elections angkhona sonke siwenza we committed ourselves ama elections. I was really praying that after the former president Robert Mugabe Zimbabweans are going to have a sense of having a peaceful and prosperous country but right now we have gone back into the violent issues of partisanship. And one thing, like I've mentioned, I've called in this studio. There's a new ism which have cropped up, and iyenze ilizwe libe kuma extremes. Abantu babe divided along the isms, which is now a new ism, a partisanism. People, irregardless of whatever, even if a person in ZANU-PF speaks a fact, as long as another person is an MTC, does not accept. As long as a person is ZANU-PF, an MTC person speaks a fact, the other one does not accept. When we have got such polarization, we now have got a dangerous element within the country. Right now, the biggest problem is that we don't have the meekly people to play a role, to form a government which is not partisan, which is Zimbabwean, which all Zimbabweans are going to own.
And
that's what we need at the present moment. But see, the problem with Obama parties, they won't accept that. There's no one who is able to swallow their pride and come down and say, no, bonke bayabe sithi siphiwe imandate yokuthi sibuse. You get the point.
Siyabonga Ndlovu, sibili hayi sibona ngazani ujaye sibili esikhonkosini. Ungadinelwa kusasa baba Ndlovu.
Ngiyabonga.
Yes, yabonga. So, and then Priscilla Mtunga Ndlovu actually sent a message while these two gentlemen were talking. She was saying kudos to the last two speakers. That is Maranda and Ndlovu. So then she adds by saying Dube including without akumelanga kube le looting, the destruction of property. So I think this is should be part of this discussion. Asisoleni ukuchisa amatire and looting. So she says people must condemn looting and condemn, you know, burning tires and closing roads and, you know, those kind of things. So anyway, let's go back to our guy that we actually put on hold.
Mr. Shumbazi, I just saw the
Maranda, I think.
Muchiripo, you're a partner?
Ngiripo?
Yeah. Manzo Satoru, and Vava, Vapa, Runara, Ecosinese. Pane zvamungada kutaura here zvamungada kutsinira kana kuti zvamusingawirirane nazvo.
Yeah, I would want to add by saying nothing is difficult as long as Zimbabweans are united. We are not a violent nation traditionally. Yes, here and there We once have got a violence of tribes in the early 80s, but our leaders came together and forged to a unity accord 22 December 1987, and they come back together and they realize that what we are doing, I think we are hitting each other here for unnecessary. My only call is Zimbabweans, non-academic and academic, I think let's stop demonizing our country. We are so hating to an extent of listen to our political analysts whenever they are analyzing the situation and the leadership. It's about condemning everything. Yes, we need to condemn the bad and the applaud for those who are doing the right thing. And I'm saying, without unity, we are nowhere to go. That's why I said, I am a ZANU-PF supporter and I was born there in ZANU-PF. I joined ZANU-PF in 1976. So, and I'm saying to you, the only way and the only route for us to come out of this mess, Comrade ED is taking the country, took the country in November last year. We can't expect miracles if he does not have subordinates that support him. whoever might think of getting on his position today, whether it's from ZANU-PF, as long as this unity is not there, I don't think so. We are going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The only way for us to come out of this mess that has been affecting the country from the early 90s until today.
Just one question, Mr. Mananda. Mr. Mananda, one question. It seems as if, people are being brutalized almost the same way as ZAPU fell into the hands of ZANU-PF in the 1980s. And from your own experience, is this the exact thing that is happening? And what will happen thereafter? Do you see any unity government coming out of this kind of violence?
I've already said people have got the right to protest against the government in peaceful. But if a violence erupts, the government has to take measures to protect the properties, both public and the private. And above all, during that course, there are those who are doing the wrong things, such as Vayava Notary Kiza Mwero, Uguita Zunis Mungas Akako Zangas Chitik, and the Katawa Zendichit, Kurukuituavan, Ina and the Furukutin in Napsarira, and the Kukurziri, Snogunaksaitika for one long, Snogunaksaitika, Kanapam Skurwang, as a Zungangwitika Kununun. The only way right now, if the president arrives in the country, is to invite all the societies that I've mentioned, the doctors' association, the teachers' association, the labor, the civil society. I'm talking of leaders. I'm not talking of everybody. I'm talking of leaders. The human rights organization. Let's sit together. Let's have the heart of building our country. And then we support our president. Give him a mandate of 5 years. Then we can condemn him after 5 years. We gave you the mandate, but you did not do anything.
Thank you so much.
We gave you the support. You didn't do nothing.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mananda.
That's my thinking.
Thank you so much. Just a little bit. We've got to stay on the line for a few minutes. We've got a caller on the line. Baba Wandi, I think maybe that's a strong speaking.
Magadini Paru Narap.
Is that a Magadini?
Tire Nani Murikwipi?
Ndi Mkuma Mike. Kwa Sape.
Magusari, mchitimbu, tipe wa funguwa zenyune nya ya ilimdariro hii?
Zaka naka, ini jino wanasa kuti wamina nga kwa chaya, pachawu ya kukuwa mila, kakauya. Hapana chini chavano chibatila na chini kuzi mungu mwata kwa tinguri na ya ajiko kwenye wataizu. Government yao ya wali kutunga mili na hii, haicha fe ya katunga mili ya zakanaka kuzi. Haite ungini zulu zaka wanda saidi, saidi kwa nikibita miti. Ini zuzi, chini itinika under the sun, ya kazi mili pa ama samshini. Kuna yenyanya, zedo zemati, zedo pikanji, ino zosumuka, shikaya ya naka.
Tenda zikuru ne mashoko enyu.
He's
saying that there is no hope.
There's no hope.
And even if the president returns, there's nothing he can do.
But he should call some. Mananda said there should be need for some kind of dialogue.
Yes.
And maybe people can say one or two things and then repair Zimbabwe, right? So I think normally we don't have any extra time here. It's not like soccer. But we have to thank our guests. In fact, they were our callers this evening. And we have to thank all Zimbabweans who are always following us here on Studio 7 Live Talk. Remember that we are always live streaming our shows on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. We're also on Twitter, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Goodbye, Zimbabwe.
Thank you, and this is Tarono Kawande. Until we see you again next time, take care and good night.